This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, February 27th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. Water Board rejects Shasta petition. Lettuce outbreak stymie FDA. And lawmakers flag trade concerns. Water Board rejects enviro petition for Shasta. The State Water Board has denied a petition to establish a minimum flow standard on the Shasta River. A coalition of environmental groups behind the petition claim the board has failed in its duty to protect the river against diverters. The board established an emergency unimpaired flow standard at the height of the most recent drought. But the regulation expired last year as the state was deluged with rain and subsequent flooding. The groups blamed irrigators for water levels of the river dropping afterward. In response, the board reasoned that a more flexible approach is needed. It noted that staff have long been considering options to potentially establish a permanent flow regime and that they have been working closely with locals on voluntary efforts and cooperative solutions. FDA fails to pinpoint source of lettuce outbreaks. FDA has closed an investigation into salmonella outbreaks in romaine lettuce in 2020 and 2021 after failing to trace the contamination to its original source. In partnership with CDFA, the agency took samples from 14 farms in the Salinas Valley that were potentially linked to the foodborne illnesses. While the surveillance effort led to a separate detection on one farm before harvest, it did not find enough evidence to link specific farms to the earlier outbreaks. In a report issued last week, the FDA Center for Food Safety and Applied Nutrition noted that tracking the sources and routes of contamination on leafy greens is, quote, very difficult to discern, and that sampling and retrospective investigations alone are not sufficient to glean the root causes of outbreaks. On that note, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention warning consumers of an E. coli outbreak in raw cheeses. The product came from a Fresno County dairy and have led to 10 illnesses and 4 hospitalizations across 4 states. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Biden, congressional leaders to meet amid threatened shutdown. Congressional leaders are due to meet with President Joe Biden today as lawmakers face a Friday deadline for keeping USDA and several other departments funded. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York continued to blame House Republicans for the impasse. Schumer said, quote, unfortunately, our House Republican colleagues are still struggling to figure themselves out. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky said a shutdown was, quote, entirely avoidable. He said, shutting down the government is harmful to the country and it never produces positive outcomes on either policy or politics. House Speaker Mike Johnson, who is under pressure from GOP hardliners, to insist that Democrats agree to new spending cuts and policy provisions, claims Senate Democrats are insisting on spending that their own chamber did not agree to. By the way, Chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, Bob Good of Virginia, is continuing to keep the heat on Johnson. He told Fox News Monday that, quote, a government shutdown is not ideal, but it's not the worst thing. It would be worse to exacerbate the problem to further increase our debt and our spending. He went on to say of House Republicans, the only leverage we have when we have one house of the branch of government is to be willing to say no, to be willing to walk away. For USDA employees, if there's a shutdown, plans posted online would go into effect unless they are updated. The Center for Biological Diversity releases species habitat maps. The Center for Biological Diversity has developed maps to identify where areas where reducing or eliminating pesticide use and employing conservation measures can protect more than 4 dozen endangered species. The group reached a settlement with the Environmental Protection Agency requiring EPA to prepare strategies addressing how to protect federally listed species from pesticides. The agency has been sued numerous times over its failure to meet its Endangered Species Act commitments, leading to the development of a herbicide strategy, which is in progress, and a pilot project addressing 27 separate species. Ag groups such as the American Soybean Association have been critical of the maps prepared for the pilot project for identifying areas where species do not reside. CBD said in its press release announcing availability of the maps that, quote, nearly all the areas the EPA has identified for limited pesticide use are based on species, quote, historical ranges. Now, the center's work focuses on mapping areas where the plants and animals live now, areas where avoiding pesticide use is critical to species survival. The group plans to release 500 species maps by the end of 2024 for use by EPA, the Fish and Wildlife Service, and the public. House members raise concerns about agriculture trade deficit. More than 20 House members are pressuring U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai and Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack for, quote, strong support and swift action in addressing the nation's projected $30 billion agriculture trade deficit. The lawmakers, led by House Ag members Max Miller of Ohio and Angie Craig of Minnesota, worry the deficit may stem from the U.S. falling behind competitors when it comes to establishing new trade pacts. That, according to a letter they sent to the two leaders yesterday, they recommend Vilsack and Tai recommit to comprehensive trade agreements, expand domestic trade promotion programs, and work to reform the World Trade Organization's dispute resolution process. USDA estimates put American ag exports at $169.5 billion for fiscal 2024, imports projected to reach $200 billion. Other factors at play? Well, the deficit should be no cause for alarm, Tai said in a speech at USDA's Agricultural Outlook Forum earlier this month, noting that much of the import demand is being driven by products like distilled spirits, tropical fruits, and coffee. The U.S. dollar is extraordinarily strong at the moment, which gives American consumers more buying power on the international market, she said. Well, here's today's He Said It. It's time to finally clear up food date label confusion. That Frank Yannis, former Deputy Commissioner for Food Policy and Response at the FDA, in an op-ed for AgriPulse urging Congress to standardize the date label to prevent food waste. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, February 27th, brought to you by Bravo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Allen.